Okay, Ali Zirkel, your team, I understand you're taking the A team that just won the UConn Quest.
Team for Ali.
That's what we're hearing, that you are going to be the team to watch.
Holy cow.
You came in second last year, first in the UConn Quest this year.
Yeah.
People definitely are going to be watching your team heading
All up. Right. Well, I do have a fantastic team. It's honestly the same team I had last year and pretty much the same team I had 2 years ago. So, no, it's a great squad. It's the, you know, we keep 38 racing dogs, and there they are. That's who they are, and they're really talented, and they got wagon tails and smiles on their face. So hopefully 1,000 miles will be simply a fast 1,000 miles.
Just watching the race, heading through the range to Nikolai and really pushing on the Yukon River, things are just so fast these days.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that?
Well, it's a race, and I think that through different technology and stuff, we've been able to feed dogs better and gear them better and take care of ourselves better. So, you know, it's, you know, taking all those long rests out there sometimes is worse for yourself and your dogs. If you think about it, I mean, human beings, you look at human beings, and in a normal work day is, you know, say, 17 hours. I mean, you wake up, you get your life going, you go to work, you come home, you cook dinner, you da-da-da, and then you sleep for, what, 6 or 7? So a sled dog has way more talent than a human being. So if you think about the run-rest ratio of just life, well, they don't necessarily need to rest for half of the time, as perhaps we thought years ago.
Now, the early sections of the trail in heading over the range, I might not be able to talk to you till Nikolai, I'm not sure. When will you realize, okay, this is a team that I can really push for that top spot once we get to know?
Oh, probably leaving Takotna. I mean, Takotna. And then, you know, you really aren't that far. When you leave Takotna, you just finished a 300-mile race, you know, whoop-de-doo, you know. So leaving Takotna, you'll get a sign of what your team looks like. But then on the Yukon River, you'll really have to be somewhere in order to win or to be in the top. After that, after you get to the coast, you have to hold your squad together, and that's where anything can happen, as you know. Anything can happen, blizzard or broken sled, or, you know, dog issues or human issues, that kind of thing. So I think your key spots are probably just after Takotna or after McGrath, and then the Yukon River, and then coast.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, the Southern Trail, you had a fantastic race in the Northern Trail last year. Obviously, there's changes with the trail this year. It's a different trail. It's the Dalzell Gorge is back. The steps, from what I understand, are a little tricky this year.
Yeah.
Thoughts on the trail, the Southern Route?
Well, the Southern Route might be better for me. I'm kind of a camper, so I kind of like to get out there away from checkpoints, and the Southern Route enables a person to do that pretty well. And the other thing is the Northern Route has all those villages that I know everyone, and I've, you know, 20 years ago, that's kind of where I lived. So you come into the Ruby and Galena and those guys, and I got to chat and sit down and talk to all my neighbors. So it might be a little easier for me on the Southern Route.
Right. All right. Anything else you'd like to touch on that perhaps?
Oh, by golly, I'm excited, you know, K-N-O-M. I'm excited to get out to Nome. I mean, I haven't been to Nome in a full year. I mean, so that's usually when family lived out there, we'd go there periodically. But now that we don't have any family out there, it's been a whole year. So I guess I better get back and visit.
Ali Zirkel at the start of the Iditarod Trail and reporting for Iditarod 41. I'm Lorelei Kinnean.